U.S. greater than drunk drivers in Mashiya could be fined up to RM 150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz drunk drivers in Mashiya could be fined up to RM 150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. News. Drunk drivers in Mashiya could be fined up to RM 150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. International YouTuber points out key mistakes in Al Jazeera's controversial video about Mashiya. Did you know, posting pictures of police reports on social media is actually an offense? Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Mashiya. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhod for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Mashians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Malaysian authorities have had their hands full due to drunk drivers for the last few months and have come up with a potential criminal punishment for those who choose to drive under the influence, alcohol, drugs and reckless driving, and it's a heavy one. Those found guilty of drunk driving may be jailed for a maximum of 20 years and fined up to RM 150,000. As according to the Malaysia Gazette, Minister of Transport Datuk Seri Wee Ka Siong said that those who drive drunk may also get their licenses suspended for up to 20 years. All of this will come into effect if the amendments to the Road Transport Act 1987, Act 333, is approved by the Dewan Rakyat. We have proposed a maximum jail term amendment with 15 years for the first offence and 20 years for subsequent offences. The proposed fine rate is increased from a maximum of RM 20,000 to RM 100,000 for the first offence and the second offence has been raised to RM 150,000, he said. License suspension period has also been proposed to be increased from 10 years to 20 years. He added that the reason behind raising the maximum jail term and fine rates are to teach the general public to adhere to road rules. The amendments will also include punishments that will be imposed on drunk drivers who try to use certain tactics to avoid being detected by the authorities even though they realize that they have committed an offense. He said that the government will no longer compromise on this matter as accidents caused by drunk drivers have a long-lasting effect on the victim's heirs if they pass away in the accident. The draft of the Road Transport Act 1987, Act 333, will be sent over to the Attorney General's chambers as well as his ministry, in addition to the results of a poll received from 345,021 respondents through polling processes. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes.
Source,
Burnama Source, Stuff Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.